Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts David Von Strahn and Leslie M. Scott Jones. And now, here's David.
Hello!
Hold on. Yeah.
Wasn't. All right. Hello! Charlottesville! It is Sunday! It is 10 o'clock. It is 4:20. Here in a new and burgeoning Charlottesville. Happy Easter to all of you. What up, Jesus?
Did I miss 420? Did I totally miss 420? Did that just go by me?
You didn't miss 420. You were there, baby. You just didn't know about it.
You just don't remember it.
You're just catching up. Get some of that Cali stuff. That's all that was. Oh, my God. And if you're just tuning in, this is Homegrown, your show about local art here in the new and burgeoning Charlottesville, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And I am David Von Strahn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo. Little guy, hairy feet, trying to get through the darkness.
Trying to get through the darkness!
Oh my goodness.
Hashtag Trump's America. Banter. Yeah, are we done? Are we done trying to explain and capture the criminality of this president? I'm halfway through the Mueller report, like 9 months in, I was just kind of like, this is BS. Like, this is kind of BS. Like, you're asking rich white men to persecute other rich white men in a system that is created to uphold rich white men. You're asking a Republican lawyer to indict a Republican like, it just seemed like it, or seems like, because we're still in the midst of it, much ado about nothing, and I'm seeing all of these like release to report marches and stuff. Like, I don't know, there's a fire in me that was like, This is where you lend your activity to?
Oh, of course.
When it comes to...
Because it's futile, and that's why they're lending their activity to it.
No, fellow man, chime in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm fellow man, by the way. I don't know if I was supposed to jump in yet.
No, you can jump in with it. This is homegrown, baby.
Didn't Bell Hooks say something about the master's tools and the master's house?
Yes.
Something in that regard.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're seeing how much
and
faith...
Can I just say that I absolutely love that you brought up Bell Hooks?
Yeah.
Love it! The lovely, the loquacious, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones, my wonderful co-host. And Remy just rolled in the building.
Hey, what's
Let
up,
me get
Remy?
You a chair.
The master's
I have this chair.
A quote from Bell Hooks, the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house.
Right. I think we're seeing right now how much
bang
faith white liberals, and I'm using liberals in that slanderous way that I often use it nowadays,
ouch,
how much faith white liberals have in the master's tools, right? It's Easter. It's Easter, right? And let's talk about putting your eggs in one basket.
Oh, my God! The best segue all year long of 2019. You can't beat it. Yeah. I can't beat it. Yeah. Oh, that was great.
You know,
that was great.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, man. And you're right. All the marches, all the release the report, all the redacted stuff. It's just like essentially they were saying, like, release the master's tools, right? Like, that's really what it is. They should just be called release the master's tools, so we can, you know, try to dismantle this thing. But I don't know. I think Bell Hooks was onto something back in the day.
Oh yeah. More than something.
She's still onto something.
More than something. So,
Since it is, it's Easter for lots of Christians, but for
us Christians.
Muslims, it is Laylat al-Barat, which is the night when fortunes of individuals are decided for the coming year. So,
Hmm. I like to that.
My, right?
Right? I'm going to go with that this year.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Accountability.
Mm-hmm. It's also a night when prayers are arranged for forgiveness from Allah from one's deceased ancestors. So,
I like that,
you
too.
Know, y'all might want to just put up a little dua to your ancestors, right. You know, do some ancestral healing. Just saying.
My ancestors can suck my...
Whoa. Hey, executive producer.
Hey.
Homegrown.
Wow. Okay.
Clinton well, Johnson.
Yes, you could choose God to go damn. Clinton's way hey, on wow. it. I
Just old.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I
on this holy day.
Wow.
No, I'm
okay.
Nah, we love you though. No, what it, I mean it's Easter out there. I mean, most people got the day off, be with your family, do what it is that you do. Because we don't have a lot of days in those times to do them together as a people. So whatever it is, whatever you got time for, please spend it and be merry with the people that you love.
Absolutely.
I got the people I love with here, Leslie Clinton and these two brothers, Fellow Man and Remy.
I know.
What's up, y'all?
Co-creators of Nine Pillars Hip Hop Cultural Festival.
Yes.
That always goes down every time around this year where spring starts to pop. You know, people start to get out of their garments and, you know, we start to get in the street. Get a little bit crazy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right? So I'm just excited. I told Fellow Man when we were walking through the door, I don't even want to know the lineup. I just want y'all to tell me right here, right now, on the air. It's new to me. I don't know if it's new to Leslie. You probably got a few inside looks. But I really want to know what's going down this year. Every year, there's something that is always just new and innovative and incredibly interesting. And you're like, oh, snap, that's great. That's finally somebody did it. Like the Hip Hop Activism Symposium that went on a couple years ago. The block party from I mean, every year, it's always something new and different. This is year three.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Year three.
All right.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot going on. You know, we got the norms. We got to start out the week with the youth, you know, with freshman class. And, of course, we're finishing it off with the block party, this year's block party. It's a long, long story behind it. Awesome. Fellow and myself have been on this journey where we've been back and forth since before the first Nine Pillars. We wanted to get artists here that were known, you know what I'm saying, or somewhat known, ooh, someone that could motivate.
My hairs
you know?
Are already standing up.
And this year we were actually able to do that, but we kind of we surpassed what we thought we were going to do, and we did a little bit more.
Okay.
So I don't know if the people listening know about Wordsworth.
No!
You know, I don't know if they
David
know about Wordsworth.
So
he said the people listening.
Yeah. You know.
Well, I guess you're listening technically.
Yeah, you know.
My fault.
Yeah, you
Ghost
get it.
Ghost Dog,
get.
Marcel P., you know, Cesar Comanche. Like, we got them here for the block party. You know. So we're really excited about that. More so than getting them here, just the fact that they're here and they get to interact with our local artists so they can mix and mingle.
Yeah. Absolutely, because that's what this is about.
Epic.
Yeah.
You know, that's really epic.
Mm-hmm.
I think getting Wordsworth was a big surreal moment for me, considering, like, I sort of gushed about on Facebook the other day, my, you know, the album that really changed my life and transformed me from a hip-hop enthusiast to a lifelong participant in this culture was Black Star, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli back into back in 1998. And to have a person who appeared on that album, he's on the last song, you know,
and
Twice in a Lifetime.
To ask the major question, what is beef?
It's
a question we've been answering rhetorically for multiple years.
It's not something that Jay said to Nas. That's all I know. You know, to have somebody who was on that album that really, like, no BS, really changed my life is kind of, and to speak to him on the telephone as a peer, you know. You just get a call. I was there, you know.
I was going to say, about that moment. Talk about that. How'd y'all even hook up in the first place?
How did you get him?
How'd you get the digits? Like,
well, it started as a cold inbox that I got from Cesar Comanche. If you don't know who he is, legendary North Carolina MC, founder of the Justice League, associate of Ninth Wonder, Crisis, people like that, through some mutual friends, including Marcel P. Black from Louisiana. It's all just mutual friends, you know. It's all just one person says, hey, you should holler at this person, then you should holler at that person, and, you know, that's how we build organically. You know, I didn't get a, I didn't go to like a, you know, a LinkedIn, $100 a plate networking, you know, what I'm saying, luncheon, to meet all these people. It's just like, hey, you should holler at so-and-so, you should holler at so-and-so. So yeah, I got a random inbox from Cesar Comanche. He was like, hey man, I don't know if you know who I am. I was like, and yeah, that led to Ghost Dog, and that led to Wordsworth, and that became our, you know, our top line of the bill for the block party.
And
Remy and I were on our way to a gig, in Richmond, just driving in the car. Amazing things happen when Remy and I are on our way to gigs. We just have that, like, it's something about, like, that sealed, environment, you know. It's like we're a microcosm of two, and things just happen in there. I got a call, and I looked at the area code, and I was like, dude, I think this is Wordsworth calling me right now, because we had been talking by email, you know, earlier in the day.
Called
So then we just had that chat, and it was, very surreal. But I think it's important to say that even though we have these out-of-towners and these somewhat big names headlining our block party, the block party is not about them.
Right.
And we had a lot of talks going into this about how Nine Pillars is for Charlottesville, it's for us. And no matter how big we get, you know, even if we have Jay-Z headlining the joint, it's always going to be focused on the local and the regional. And, like, you know, because if we don't celebrate the people who have been transformative to the Charlottesville scene, who will? We are the Charlottesville scene. We are the archivists. We are the historians. So V.A. Doe, Chris Newman, who makes his home often right across the hall over there. Legendary MC.
Same spot.
Linz Prague, legendary Charlottesville producer.
Oh, Linz! Fellow guest on Homegrown.
Yeah. Who has since relocated DJ. To Atlanta, and also DJ Select. Yeah. Those are our... our Hall of Fame inductees for this year. We have their plaques ready to go. So they are the ones who are going to be headlining... They're the headliners of the block party.
Okay.
You know, Wordsworth and Cesar and them, they're, you know, they're their support. They're coming before.
So let's back it up a little bit before we go into the break and kind of break down exactly what the Nine Pillars is for the people that are just tuning in and haven't really
don't know.
Gotten with the Nine Pillars yet. Just don't know about what y'all do for the Charlottesville area and the event that is week-long that happens for the community. So break it down, talk about the basic gist of Nine Pillars and what it represents.
Word.
Well, pretty much Nine Pillars to us is a representation of, well, all the Nine Pillars in hip-hop that are associated with hip-hop. And Fellow and myself do this all the time.
Nine Pillars of hip-hop that are established by His Honorable... Lord and Majesty KRS-One.
Correct. The teacher, the blastmaster. MCing, DJing, graffiti art, breakdancing, beatboxing, street fashion, street language, street knowledge, and street entrepreneurship.
There we go.
Trading business.
Nice.
Those are the nine.
Right. And what we do each and every year is we try our best to represent each of those pillars. And a pillar that we missed the year before, we try to include that following year. So it's all inclusive.
Bang.
Nine Pillars is an opportunity for local and regional artists, like my brother said, to actually showcase and do their thing with, you know, no worries, no stress about having to book a venue or people respecting your craft. This is your opportunity to get your total shine. You know what I mean? And an opportunity for the city to pick up the pieces in which it dropped. You know, there's a market that has been skipped over for quite some time. We've tapped into that market, and we want everyone else to see that there's a lot of value in these individuals and a lot of talent in these individuals. So that's what Nine Pillars is really all about.
Bet. All right. Should we just take a break? Yeah, let's just take a break because we got a lot to get into. This homegrown episode is all nine pillars, baby. This is all we getting into. So stay tuned, stick tight, and we're gonna talk more about Charlottesville. This is homegrown. Drop.
Hey, what's up? I'm Gordo Kai.
Hey, what's up? It's Zach Mack. This is Equally Opposite.
And you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art.
On 94.7 WPVC.
The progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. 17 minutes past the hour, if you're just tuning in. This is Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm trying to fix my chair, and I can't do it.
I love it. It's a little skull. That's so cute.
Sorry, we're freaking out over crystal.
What are y'all doing?
We're crystal heads.
Yeah, we're crystal heads.
They're crystal heads. They're looking at all the hematite and
crystal heads with a crystal head.
Yeah, man.
Not meth heads. That's different.
They're
not
the difference. Not
crystal heads. All right, let's get back to the nine pillars. Because I'm excited about it. You talked about Block Party. You talked about the main event. Let's go down the list. Day by day by day, I want to know, what can I see? When can I see it? Who's putting it on? Who's helping y'all put it on in terms of sponsorship? I see like so many sponsors. I see so many sponsors on this list, and it is just amazing.
Sponsor?
So, yes, it's upside down, but I don't care.
It's funny. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'll switch it around. But keep talking.
It's funny you should bring up sponsorship because right now watching on our live is Miss Angelic from Angelic's Kitchen.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love that fish.
Mobile Soul Food. I think, yeah, you had the fish last year at the Black Business Expo, right?
Indeed.
Yes. So she is one of our star food trucks that's going to be at the Block Party on Sunday the 28th. Before we get into it going down the list event by event, I want to say, DVS, you asked at the start what's different about this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the big names are different, but something that I don't think gets talked about enough and something that you wouldn't know unless I told you. For the first time this year, every single event is free, open to the public.
Bang.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. Free 99.
Mm-hmm. That was always the goal. We had to have some ticketed events the first couple years because
so talk about that.
Of the budget and also because sometimes the venues insisted on it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to do a free event because they weren't certain about making their money back from the bar.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, we have some really great relationships now with these venues. Mm. And we had budget enough to make them all free. Not only that, but every single performer who is stepping on the Nine Pillars stage is getting paid for the first time.
Say that again.
Everybody's getting paid. Okay. Which,
that is awesome.
So at Homegrown, we do an actors get paid applause. So Our artists getting paid. That's a good thing. That's
yeah,
a
man.
Thing.
It's just one of those things because I got a big mouth. I run my mouth all the time about how promoters not paying artists, particularly hip hop artists, is something that's really run rampant and a really damaging thing.
And it's detrimental to the culture.
Yeah.
Well, and it's detrimental to live music in general.
Right.
And that's something that Charlottesville has done for a very long time.
Very long time.
You know, oh, no, come play this gig. It's great exposure. No, you don't understand. I'm working up here, and people get paid for their work.
It's as that meme says, oh, great, because my rent is about 800 exposures.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's killed. It is that attitude of not paying performers has just about killed the width and breadth of live performance that you can see in this town.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, labor is a funny thing. I'm definitely pro labor in every facet. And unfortunately the first couple years, because we were a young festival, still getting our sea legs, we had to call in a lot of favors.
Yeah.
And, people were willing to help us out because they believed in what we were doing. But, this year we're able to give it back, which is...
And as artists, we shouldn't feel bad about that. I think that theater is also a collaborative form, or it's also an interdependent art form, which means that everybody needs each other to depend on it. Mm-hmm. I just dropped half a note to see two friends in a show at Live Arts, directed by a friend. So it's like artists support artists, and people need to realize that. But yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. So, Remy, you wanna go down the list?
Oh, yes, yes.
What the people can expect this year?
So, starting off, this is our baby. Like, literally, this is our baby. Starting off the week, we have freshman class at the African American Heritage Center.
Okay.
And what freshman class is, it's a middle and high school hip-hop and dance competition. We feel as though it's right to start off this series of events with this event in particular.
Why?
Just because it's the youth, it's our future. You know, we start with the future and then we close out with the legends and the icons. We feel like it's only formal, you know. So this year we have YC, and I know y'all know YC.
Yes, you know, former guest.
Yes, indeed. A future legend, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go ahead and claim that for him.
He's going to be nice. He's going to be nice.
So we have YC, and we also have DJ SG. They're going to be hosting this event. And it's going to be really interesting because if you know them, you know that they work hard with the youth.
Yes,
you
they
know?
Do.
So this is well in their element. They're excited about it. And if you're not doing anything on Monday, make sure you are in the place to be 5 to 8 p.m. It's going down. It's going to be a serious show.
And I can go ahead. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, SG DJ'd my birthday party.
Yes, him did.
Last October. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell y'all, he lit. He kept everybody moving for like 2.5 hours. Right. So he's awesome.
Right. And he's very entertaining. Once he steps into his element, him and YC together.
Oh, my God.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, that voice drops like half an octave. He starts feeling himself. Yeah. I think that, you know, it's cool because, I mean, I can tell y'all, I don't think this is spoiling anything. We have performers who are still in high school who you often forget are still in high school. Mm. We got people like Kai G.
Yes.
We have people like Josh St. Hill.
Uh-huh.
And both of them are going to be competing at the freshman class this year. So, you know, it's not going to be some, you know, a couple kids up there mumbling over their vocals and not really stage ready. Like, we have a lot of very seasoned performers who are still in high school.
Yeah.
And also we get the opportunity to, you know, give some young people their first ever performance in front of people, you know, and an authentic audience, not an auditorium full of everybody's moms.
Not battle the bands.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Josh St. Hill is the Monticello student who wrote A King Story.
Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal.
He is like, you do forget, like having a conversation with him, you do forget how young he is because he is so intelligent and I kind of hate using this term, but so woke, he gets stuff on such a deep level.
Yeah.
So the fact that I love that.
It's amazing, seriously, to have individuals like that in the city and a part of your community. That's really empowering, you know?
Yeah. And as you know, as an educator, it's kind of a bit of a feather in my cap this year that, Trayshawn, SG and Malcolm, also known as Wasi, are both my former students.
Yeah.
So handing them the reins to this freshman class, you know, passing on the torch and letting them take it and run with
it. Baby bird.
It's almost like, you know, and then a lot of my students are competing in the thing too. So it's almost like, oh, my grown babies are nurturing. They're nurturing my less grown babies. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on Tuesday?
All right. We have the LGBTQ edition of Rugged Arts.
Ooh!
Now, every year we try to switch up Rugged Arts. The first year we had the No Filter alumni, everyone that had performed at No Filter the past few years. We had them perform at Rugged Arts. Last year we had the all-female MCs, the Femme Fatales, Rugged Arts, which was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in conference planning for this year, and we were like, wow, could we, you know, shake things up? Mm-hmm. And like, oh, okay, let's get the queens and the kings together and see what's going on. So we put together an all-LGBTQ+ show, and we have artists like Terrell, Noah from Richmond, Dog Friend, from Richmond, Virginia. Also, Shamika Sade from right here in Seville,
yes.
And Sade from Harrisonburg will be performing. And we have DJ Angel Flowers
yep.
will be the DJ from Richmond, Virginia. So we have it going down Tuesday at T-Bazaar. So make sure you are in the place.
And wait, who's the host?
I don't know who he is. Some pretty boy.
Some butch queen.
Some butch queen.
Hopefully, he gets some rest before he has to dash up.
I'll be hosting it and keeping things structured and everything. I'm really looking forward to this event. This right. really hits close to home.
Yeah, yeah. So hold up, we're gonna keep going.
All right.
We gotta pay some bills.
Yep.
Oh, we got, yeah, that's what I mean. Pay some local bills, buy all this other stuff. We got to talk about other people that are at the show. I mean, it's not just about y'all.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is, but.
All right.
Sit back. We're going to do these artistic events that we always do happening this week. Currently running through April 30th. Catch these art exhibits like Pokemon because they will run out. Catch it. Thank you, Remy. Rich Tarbell's photography exhibit. It's a music town exploring the sights, the sounds, and the stories of Charlottesville in the modern rock era. Presented by the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society, made possible by a donation from Hunter Smith at Champion Woo! Brewing Company, running at the City Space. UVA artists Alden Myers and Liza Wimbish opened their photography exhibit, A Place to Call, at the Writer House. Michael Fitz and Megan Reed have Objectify, their joint exhibit of their photorealistic style of painting at Second Street Gallery. You're right, that is making noise. I did read an article on it in the CMO.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that stuff. Yes. Retired UVA medieval art professor exhibits her pattern images, the results of photography and Photoshop, at New Dominion Bookshop. And painter Ken Horn and sculptor Robert Strini at New City Arts Welcome Gallery. So that's all happening in your neighborhood. Catch it. Check it out. It's going to be lit. Currently running through June 9th, the American Shakespeare Center's current traveling troupe returns from the Hand of Time tour. That sounds like an awesome, like, EDM experience.
That's Shakespeare.
The Hand of Time that will ever. They return to the Blackfriars Theater in Stanton to perform The Antigone by Sophocles, 16 Winters, or The Bear's Tale by Mary Elizabeth Hamilton. They're going to pull out a hat and you get to choose which play they do.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I joke. It's The Comedy of Errors and The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare. Currently running through April 27th, the UVA Drama Department presents William Finn's musical, The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, at UVA Cobus Theater. Currently running now through April 28th, The Book of Will at Live Arts Theater. I just saw it. It was dope. Thank you, Boomy. April 23rd, in honor of Shakespeare's birthday. What? New Dominion Bookshop presents UVA Shakespeare's On the Lawn in New Dominion's Shakespeare Reading Series presents a special reading of Much Ado About Nothing.
My favorite Shakespeare play.
Really?
Much Ado is my favorite one.
It's a pretty good one. April 23rd, the UVA Fralin Art Museum offers Toddlers in Artland, where museum educator Emily Lazaro introduces parents and toddlers in pairs. Hopefully your toddler, not some other toddler, to big ideas in development theory through playful practice strategies. Or if you trade babies, that's cool too. Baby swap. April 23rd, Stanton Public Library presents a memoir writing workshop led by Joan Ann Sabas. April 23rd as well, UVA MFA actor and former guest Priyanka Chopra presents Hashtag Charlottesville, a devised play about the events of August 11th and 12th, 2017, followed by her one-person show, The Elephant in the Room, at Live Arts Theater. I am intrigued.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm definitely going to see that. April 24th, UVA MFA Professor Gregory Orr reads his poetry at the auditorium of UVA Albert and Shirley Small Special Collections Library. April 25th, I just rebooted all of a sudden. The Virginia Opera offers a free concert and discussion about their training and about the struggles and joys of a life in the arts at Piedmont Virginia Community College's V. Earl Dickinson Building.
I got some struggles and joys that I can talk about.
Lord Jesus. All the time. April 25th. This is all going down. These two events are going down April 25th. Former guest Chris Allen and Winston Hodges presents their popular host battle comedy night for Renata Farm Brewery. Thank God they're back. And the UVA MFA reading series continues with students Sean Shearer and Robin Sharkin reading their work at New Dominion Bookshop. Everybody be reading at the bookshop. April 26th. I guess that's the point. PVCC Third Fridays Improv happens again at the V.L. Dickinson Building. And on April 26th, author Sonia Yerg reads from her new novel, True Places, at New Dominion Bookshop. April 27th, celebrate National Independent Bookstore Day at New Dominion Bookshop. And James Cole teaches other poets how to embrace rhyme and rhythm in non-traditional forms of poetry at the Writer House. Oh, he gonna teach y'all. And for your music options this week.
All right. Could you turn that so I could actually see it? Thank you. Today, Callie Garrett and Gary Green at the Glasshouse Winery. Persimony Jam Band at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub tonight. Travis Elliott at Rapture on the 23rd. Lewis Smith and Friends at Fellini's. The 24th, Ben Hernandez and Gabe Robery at the Whiskey Jar. Bobbleheads at Dirty Nelly's. The Working Effective at Shabine. And former civilian and current Roanoker. He's from Roanoke, basically. Michael Crone is Croco at Rapture. On the 25th, the Weed Eaters at the Whiskey Jar. Michael Ellswick gathering at Fellini's. Tanya Ray and the T-Ray Band somewhere. The 26th, One Hand Clapping at Grace Estate Winery. Susie and the Pistols at Glasshouse Winery. The Astronomers present Bohemian Rhapsody. Rhapsodics. That's weird. It's spelled
funny.
Yo,
you better make sure.
A tribute to Queen and Freddie Mercury at the Rabbit Hole. The Blinders at Holly's Diner. Mojo Pie at Admiral Ciderworks. The UVA Department of Music presents Chamber Music Ensemble Recital at Brooks Hall, playing works of Stamets, Ravel, Arinsky, and Brahms. Champion Brewery hosts War Games Rap Battle, a rap battle between Charlottesville and Richmond hip-hop artists.
Oh, really?
What?
Yes.
Fellow man said, oh, really?
Yeah. The Charlottesville Symphony plays works of Respeggi, Pines of Rome, Schumann, Wagner, and Judas Chatton at Old Cabell Hall with a preceding talk by UVA Professor Richard Will at Minor Hall, Room 125. Rochelle Claiborne and me present a tribute to Nina Simone in A Night with Nina at the
Front
Porch.
Last time I let Leslie write scripts.
Y'all might want to come because, oh my God, you are not ready. You are not ready. A folk legend with John McCutcheon at PVCC's V. Earl Dickerson Building on the 27th. Every Sunday, we have Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Seafoot! The Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Betty Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Onyx Manor at Rapture. Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebedero, the Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar, the traditional session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, the Mike Rosinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street and Bachata Fusion at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Humberto Sales and Vincent Zorn do Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday, John Durth at Miller's. All right. That's your list of stuff.
Some, but not all of the events that are happening in Charlottesville, so check them out. Support your people. This is your town. You gotta love it. This is Homegrown.
We doing a drop?
We doing a drop?
Let's do a drop.
Okay. Well, this is Homegrown. Drop!
Yes, yes. No, I'm not going to do that. No. Hey, this is A.D. Carson. You're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
35 minutes past the hour, if you're tuning in, we getting that money at Homegrown.
Right?
94.7 WPVC.
Can I just tell you?
You may.
I had a conversation with A.D. as part of the podcast series they were doing for the Royale last week. That man is so freaking intelligent.
The problem is with AD is that you can't just have a conversation with him.
you have to like set aside the afternoon.
Yes.
Like you have to like,
you can't have a 10-minute conversation. It's a 4-hour conversation no matter what.
Like you can't just link it up like, yeah, we're gonna chop it up after this event. Like no.
No, we have to you're there for 2 hours after the event happening.
I need a soft, comfortable chair. You need a soft, comfortable chair.
But it's like, thank God I was recording it because every single time you have a conversation with him, I'm like, I just need a recorder. Because you said, what? Wait, go back. Repeat that. Mm-hmm. Let me get that. Because he's...
I think about that every time I talk to him, too. And I actually... I just ran into my man Bernard Hankins the other day. I was talking to him about the event we're doing with AD this coming week.
Yes.
And I was like, you should really be there, except you shouldn't, because a conversation between Bernard Hankins and AD
that
Carson
would go weird places.
I think a wormhole would form.
Exactly.
Would go really weird places.
It would end up like,
and then you'd fall into Wakanda. Well, that's where you would.
Right. Seriously, that's the only reason I'm a little scared about having like AD and Ivan and Munir in the same room.
Right. Oh no.
No. Like, oh my God. Like, seriously, it's going to be like 7 hours. It's
I was just
7 hours of
yes. All the information. I just visualize the time lapse of them talking and their beards are just growing longer, getting gray.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, and Moo can get back to having a marsupial on his face.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
All right. So, speaking of hip hop, speaking of elders in the Charlottesville area, let's get to it. Yeah. Who's going to be talking at this joint?
So, that's Wednesday. Well, Leslie just said half of the panel. We got, Munir, Uncle Moo, he's not on the panel. He's going to be there. He's not on the panel.
He might as well just be on the panel. Just
he was on the panel last year. But so AD, AD is...
I'm trying to talk across it.
My bad. Moderating this panel. We have Ivan Orr.
Yes.
Former director of the Music Resource Center, current teacher at Albemarle High School, and all around... just the renaissance man of the Charlottesville music scene.
Absolutely.
We have our friend Davina Jackson. Thanks to Leslie. Thanks to Auntie Leslie who made that link possible.
Nice.
We also have the great Blue Black.
Yes.
Of Unspoken Herd.
Which I am so excited for.
Yes. Current resident of the DC metropolitan area. He's coming down special to do this with us. And we have Nathaniel Starr, Lester.
Yes!
And the focus former guest of Homegrown. And it's funny how we're all connected, isn't it?
I know.
So the focus of this one, interestingly, is going to be, like, last year we sort of talked generally about the history of Charlottesville hip-hop, where it came from, where it's going. So we had the old heads and the young heads in conversation. Right. This year we decided to get a little more specific, and they're going to talk about the sonic character of Charlottesville hip-hop.
Oh,
what makes
awesome.
The Central Virginia sound. So they're going to talk about, you know, obviously we're halfway between, you know, old school East Coast New York sound and the Southern
Dirty
sound.
South.
Right. And the Dirty South. There was also the Tidewater sound that got essentially mainstream in the early 2000s with the Neptunes and Timbaland and Missy Elliott. And there's also the go-go influence creeping down from D.C. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the melting pot we have of those three or four musical
And that actually got brought up last year in the panel, too.
Yeah. Yep.
That was, if I remember correctly, that was like a question from the audience about like what is the Charlottesville sound.
And you people ask about it all the time, sometimes rather... patronizingly?
Yes.
Like, Charlotte, like
who, Charlotte. Who y'all? Who y'all? You know?
Whatever. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And adjacent to that, oblique to that, let's say, we also have a conversation about being...
Oh, hold on, let me jump in here for a moment.
Yeah.
Is it important to have a signature sound? I mean, need that be a thing? Because if I'm thinking about Charlottesville music across genres. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one of the things that consistently pops up is how much Charlottesville musicians, once again, across genres, blend different sounds. So much of Charlottesville music is that sort of melting pot. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let's throw this in here. Let's throw that. Isn't that Charlottesville.
And I don't, and that's why like Fellow Man kind of takes it, you know, a little sensitively. I don't think that it's meant to be that way. It's meant to throw a shot at Charlottesville. Like, oh, where do y'all think y'all coming from? Like, y'all don't have an identity. And that's false. You know, I think that Charlottesville sound is, like you said, it's a hybrid of all that area. It is I-95, essentially. It's going up and back. Charlottesville is a transplant town. So you're going to have a lot of transplants coming in, visiting other places, taking other sounds. It's full of artists that are going to other places and performing at other places. So they're going to take all those sounds. They're going to bring it back with them. They're going to amalgamate all that stuff into their box, and that's Charlottesville, essentially. But I don't even think that's necessarily to have a sound. And pardon if I'm jumping in, but like, well, I mean, I'm just saying, as a hip hop enthusiast, like, I just think that people always want to categorize stuff that they don't understand because they want to put it in a box and they want to like dilute it. And that's
kind of what has happened to hip hop since its inception. Mm-hmm. Is right. You know, as soon as it became commercial, it had to be put into a box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It had to be.
It's a negative action,
right? Yeah.
And that's why I dismiss it.
Made quote unquote okay for everyone to listen to, and that kind of changed not just how it was created, but who was listening to it, and who got big because of it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Think about like the chipmunk rap and the rapping grandma and all this stuff that they tried to throw at us in the 80s and 90s just to say that rap wasn't a form. And
yeah, but you're really talking about two different things. I mean, part of going commercial is, I mean, yes, you're talking about two different things. You started by talking about going commercial, and then you went to reducing something to the lowest common denominator to be as universal as possible. But part of going commercial is boxing something, because it's packaging it, it's marketing it, it's being able to say, you know, this is this, and you want it because you are familiar with it, and you know it, right? And that's part of the nature of commerce.
But my point is that when you do that, it changes how the art is created, and and especially with hip hop, it changed why it was being created.
So I'm going to try to ask. Go ahead.
Y'all just said like 10 different things.
We tend to do that here on the show.
Sorry for our meta-ness.
Nah, it's good. To answer the original question, I think there is nothing new under the sun. Everything has been done before. And originality in the 21st century is not coming up with something new. It's coming up with new and fresh hybrids. It's not coming up with one new idea. It's taking a couple older ideas and putting them together in a new way.
Interesting.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I say. Mic drop. This mic is suspended, but I'm gonna unplug this joint just so I can drop it. Yeah. Mic back away from
All right. Yeah. On that note, we're going to do a drop. We're going to be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hey, it's Malk. You're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
46 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, we're teaching Fellow Man how to love himself here at Homegrown.
We're trying.
A lifelong project.
Big facts.
94.7 WPVC.
It's all about
the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And we got probably the two most progressive brothers in Charlottesville making progress, doing things with this hip hop thing. Nine Pillars, they're talking about the events. We are up to Thursday now.
Yes, and Thursday is the Runway Show.
Runway Show!
Runway. Yeah. We brought this bad boy out last year. Exactly. We bought this bad boy out last year, and it was a hit. We weren't expecting it to fly off the way that it did. But I guess when you incorporate or combine good fashion, soul food, and go-go music, it's a hit. You know? So
I think you have an event.
Yeah, facts. So being inspired by past events, y'all know you all are familiar with Rip the Runway from BET.
Yes.
They used to have that.
Right,
it used to be a big hit. I don't know what happened to it now, but what we do now is we take a live go-go band. We have Seductive Sound this year.
Yes!
awesome. We're going to have them playing while various designers and also barbers and beauticians do their thing this year on the runway. So that's another bit of, you know, the culture that we're adding this year that we have missed the years before, because we think about the fashion and everything, but you got to have the hair.
Yeah, you
got to
have
too.
The shape up. Yeah. You know, you got to have that Jason Tatum shape up when you're walking out the door.
Most
you
got
to be crispy with it.
Most definitely, definitely. You know? So we got the food, we got the runway, we got the beats.
I was just going to say I've stepped away from this particular event, taken more of a backseat, because this is by far the blackest event we have. So I'm just like, let me get out the way. I'm going to let y'all handle this.
Let y'all have y'all space.
Are you sure? Are you sure you got this? You know what? Oh, we good. We good. We good, bro. We good. Yeah, we good. But that's going on Thursday. So
I got Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, don't even worry about Thursday. I got you.
And then, at Ixart Park, that's where that event is located,
right.
By
nice.
The way. Sorry. Paying bills. Yeah,
there you go.
Go for it, Remy.
All right. And then on Friday, we have Make the Cut DJ Battle. And shout outs to DJ W.
Yes.
He was the visionary for this event. He did it last year. And, yo, like, Ryan Clark took it. All hail the king.
Yep.
We want to see who's going to take it this year, you know. And that's going to be really exciting, and that's going down.
Is he coming back to defend his crown? Is
he
it
is
like one
not.
Of those things?
Unfortunately, he has a gig that night. Yeah, so
I thought he'd walk in with the belt.
Nah. Well, that's Saturday.
Yeah, we're
going to get to that.
Okay. I'm jumping the gun.
Most definitely. But that's going down at the MRC, the Music Resource Center.
Yes. Okay.
So you'll be able to check that out.
Always doing great things here in Charlottesville. Thanks. Shout out to the MRC.
Yes.
Saturday.
So first, I'm going to preface this by saying, telling y'all how I spent my day yesterday.
Okay.
This should be good.
In my backyard with Remy.
By myself.
And Raven Mac the Dirt God.
Thanks.
With a sawhorse, a circular saw, a bunch of spray paint, some galvanized fencing, a staple gun.
What are you doing?
What in the world?
Building a steel cage for Saturday's rap battle event.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. We're breaking the mold on this one.
Yo!
Yeah,
no!
we're having a battle rap event.
Pump the brakes. Uh-huh. Stop. Steel cage match.
Yeah, steel cage.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yes. Continue. Yeah. All right.
Just want to make sure we heard.
I was like, yeah.
So what we wanted to do, like,
I heard that
we
right.
We had an event called No Filter that we were a part of and had the honor of bringing into the city a few years back. We stopped doing it, but we wanted to resurrect it in some way, shape, fashion, or form and do something similar to it. So what we did is we're having a freestyle battle, a battle rap battle, of course. Producer battle, and also we're giving tag team rappers a chance to shine as well.
Would not be a hip hop showcase without a battle rap event.
Facts, facts. So yes. We upped the ante on this one, and we actually have title belts.
Yes.
Title belts for the winners.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and there, so it's going down.
They
Saturday.
Are beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, and it's 804 versus 434. We're taking on Richmond.
Oh snap! Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, snap!
Yeah.
So each city is bringing a team, as Remy said, one off-top freestyler, one battle rapper, one producer, and one tag team. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the night's festivities.
Yeah. Wow.
Wordsworth, because he's coming in a day early, has graciously agreed to be one of the judges.
Right.
Nice.
Also, Mr. Damani Harrison, a.k.a.
Yes!
Legendary. You
from
gotta say legendary.
And legendary.
It goes without saying. Mm-hmm. And Black Liquid from Richmond, so there's no favoritism.
Dope.
We have one judge from Richmond, one judge from Charlottesville, and one impartial judge.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's great. That's
from
great,
Brooklyn,
that's
New
judge,
York.
That's a great judge lineup as well. That's amazing. Black Liquid.
Shout out to the Art for the People event.
That's awesome.
Back in the day.
Champion Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 27th.
Oh. And shout out to Champion.
Yes.
Champion always doing great things in Charlottesville. Yeah.
They've
Thank
been
you so
a big
much.
Supporter this year. Mm-hmm. Big supporter.
So Sunday, we have three events. I think we can finally say three. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sunday, April 28th, we're starting the day at The Bridge, Progressive Arts Initiative.
Yep.
also a big supporter from day one.
Shout out to Alan Gafinski. Yes.
Shout out to Alan. That's my dude.
Yeah, that's the bro.
Former guest.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is our graffiti art exhibit, live graffiti demo, and networking brunch.
Contained graffiti.
Yes.
I don't know what the rest of y'all is doing.
Yes, we have our, so the graffiti artists that we've been working with the last couple of years are doing a show exhibit of their artwork hanging in the gallery. Meanwhile, in the parking lot, they'll be painting. People can watch the art form take shape live.
That's amazing.
At the same time, we have Chef Delano Logan, son of Mr. Clee Logan, who I just saw in the lobby there,
yes!
Who's going to be catering the event. Free plates for everybody who wants to come.
Nice.
And music by DJ Flatline.
Oh, nice. We love this free thing.
Yeah. 11 to 3. After that, we have the block party, which we already talked about, mm-hmm. with our legends and our out of town guests. But the lineup will also include Equally Opposite, Poe Mac from Roanoke, Shad Gill from here in Charlottesville, Peace Corps from Lynchburg, mm-hmm. Kia, who was just watching my live stream earlier. What's up, Kia? Bove, Sarad Speaks, Jabs and JP from Richmond,
wow.
Tay Mustin from Harrisonburg, Comey to Homie, who's a UVA student, yeah. one of AD's protégés.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, OK, also known as Fox, also known as David Glover, also known as Hypothesis, lots of other rap names he's mm-hmm. gone through. I always tease him about that. Live graffiti art, food, vendors, and more, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Champion Brewery. But we are not done.
No.
Ladies,
what?
Gentlemen, and
not.
Non-binary what? Individuals, we are not done.
What?
No, we are announcing today live on air.
What?
That the day will conclude with the Nine Pillars uncensored after party.
What?
At Holly's Diner.
Yes, oh. indeed.
Oh, snap.
Featuring a full filthy set by VA Doe.
Oh!
Nice.
Also, who else we got on there? I don't even have it written down. We have
let's see, these names that we have, these local artists
Keese.
That are making moves, these young guys.
Keese,
we also have Miguel Brock is performing at the
Yeah, he's
War
performing
Games.
At the War Games. Vicarious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Man, I wish I had it on my phone. This is bad. I came in to announce this all excited because we hadn't announced it yet.
Yeah.
Then I forgot. Hosted by Denzi from the Block, yes. a.k.a. Mr. The City Up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Music by DJ W and all of these live performances, I think five.
Right.
Yeah. That's going to be at Holly's Diner Sunday night, 9 to 1 a.m., I think. Right. And then I'm going to sleep for at least a week.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm going to sleep after I see Avengers. Though.
But before I do, can I just go ahead real, real fast and just rattle off our sponsors?
Absolutely.
So Domain Network, obviously shouts to Domain, mm-hmm. The Bridge, Clay Fitness, that's Auntie Eve,
mm-hmm.
Angelic, we talked about before, 94.7 WPVC, what's that?
Yeah.
Ah, I know those guys.
Smoke.
Shout out to Jeff.
Smoke Break Vapes, my friend Tracy. Lost Woods Printing, Thomas Dean, who helped us out with shirts and helping us secure venues. Champion Brewery, of course.
Of
GNG,
course.
Which is Chef G and Domain. The MRC Music Resource Center. Mm-hmm. WTJU, shouts to Nathan.
Yeah.
Dreamin'
Moore.
Diamonds, shouts to Rob.
Yes.
Virginia Organizing, shouts to Michelle and Joe and all those wonderful people over there. Crutchfield.
Mm-hmm.
Amore Events by Cody, who really just donated to the GoFundMe because they like what we were doing.
Yeah.
Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, shout out to Andrea, and of course Vinegar Hill Vintage, that's Sarad, and we out.
No!
Drop mic.
Drop mic. I mean, that's really all you got to say.
Wow.
After all of this. Yeah. I mean,
that's
it's
a lot.
It's so much going down, and it's this week. It's not coming up. It's starting this week, April 22nd.
Tomorrow
until the 28th. So it is a jam-packed weekend, jam-packed week, for example. Like, there's so much going on. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, like you said, Nine Pillars, Avengers comes out.
Yeah.
Days Gone, Mortal Kombat 11. Like,
hey,
I must have...
Soldier's Christmas.
It's going to be a crazy, mm-hmm. like, for a non... like week, like non-holiday week. It's such a crazy week
right.
out there. So like Seville National, like it's nuts.
Yes, I count.
Before we go, I just need to thank you guys because this was something that this city needed.
Desperately.
This is something
desperately
that, needed to be highlighted. These are people that needed to be highlighted. And if it weren't for y'all doing this for the past 3 years, they wouldn't have this platform. So all of these people, not just the performers, but the audience members that are going to see and be a part of all of these events next week, we need to thank you.
Seriously.
We seriously like, need,
seriously. Need this is a major
to make
achievement.
Sure that you are given props for doing this and doing this not for your own benefit. Like you do this for Charlottesville and specifically for Black Charlottesville. And we just need to say thank you.
Leslie couldn't have said it any better. We got to wrap up, but thank you to Fellow Man and Remy St. Clair for coming out and you know, giving us exactly what Leslie said, what Charlottesville needs, not making it a flyby event. Keep plugging at it. Keep making it better year after year after year. Please keep going. Keep doing. Thank you so, so much for what you're doing for this community and what you've always have done for this community. Wake up, Sunday morning, wake up call is next. I love you, Clinton. I love you, Leslie.
I love you, David.
And we out.
I love y'all.
See you next week.
See you next Sunday. Have a good Easter, y'all. Be with your families. Peace.
Word.
This has been Homegrown. We'd like to thank our guests, Fellow Man and Remy St. Clair. Check out 2019's Nine Pillars Hip Hop Fest. All of our music through this episode has been by Spit It Out, Inc., except for this last one, who's Linz Prague. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine Lisping Law Firm of Tochterman, Overman, Munson & Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. Remember to keep your dial on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. We'll see you guys next week. Now I'm with just a lot of cash on me. A lot of rumors speaking on me. A lot of black, I got the Reaper on me. It's all there, don't gotta count it, homie. It's all there, don't gotta count it, homie. You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.